News. We're going to begin by heading into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
Joining me in KRVS's studio this afternoon is Professor Jeff Jurtzen. He is a professor in architecture here at UL Lafayette and as well co-director of the Building Institute. Here to talk about a project that was very dear to so many of us. We followed it very avidly for a long time, and that's the Beausoleil home, the solar decathlon Beausoleil home that you all worked on, took to Washington, D.C., had great success there. People loved the home, and you brought it back home where it now rests here on the UL campus. It was 5 years ago that you all started the project?
That's right, yes. Spring of 2008, we had 12 senior students, architecture students, who started the design process along with engineering students. And so it was really important now 5 years later to kind of step back and reflect on the process and celebrate the process and at times be critical of the process to really see what the impacts have been on the community and also on all the individuals involved. So we're really excited to have a reunion and a roundtable tomorrow, Friday, March 1st at 1:30.
And it's going to go throughout the afternoon. And we're going to talk about some of the details of that and tell people how they can get involved tomorrow. But for those who may have heard the name, but as you mentioned, so many people moving into the community who had not been a part of the process don't really know much about the Solar Decathlon or the Beausoleil home. Tell us about that. What is the Solar Decathlon?
The Solar Decathlon is a Department of Energy competition that is sponsored every 2 years, and they select competitively 20 universities from around the world to each design, build, and bring a solar-powered home. It used to be to Washington, D.C., but now it moves around. So, for instance, this year in 2013, it'll be in California. We're not yet sure where it'll be in 2015. But the competition consists of those 20 schools being awarded $100,000, and then individually they raise the rest of the money required to design, build, and construct and transport and operate a approximately 800-square-foot house completely powered by solar photovoltaics. And, of course, everything else about the homes tends to be very sustainable in the use of the resources of water, et cetera. So and it was very important for us to compete for a number of reasons, I think. First, we felt very honored to be selected among those schools.
Remind us about that selection process. How many people apply and how many are chosen?
There were about 50 universities that submitted a proposal.
From around the world.
From around the world. Mm-hmm. And they selected 20. And so we were just thrilled to have been selected, but also a little scared, too. Some of the universities had done it before. Some had a lot of experience in similar projects, but we were also just really excited and motivated and just courageous going into it, and had a great team of students and faculty. It was a 2-year project from the beginning of the design process to actually competing up in Washington, D.C., where we won first place in the market viability contest, which was one of the 10 decathlon contests. Mm-hmm. And People's Choice. And for us, those two really were the most meaningful contests that we could have won, because from the beginning, I think it was most important that we design a house that was livable and relevant to the people of Louisiana, and less important to design necessarily the highest performing or most expensive house. So we were really, really pleased with the results of that.
Well, and if you looked at some of the photographs of the other houses that year, some of them looked like spaceships.
Yes.
I mean, they weren't things that you would look at and go, oh, I could live in that. I could see nestling that on a little piece of property. And I think everyone who looks at the Beausoleil home that you all built feels that way. They could put that on their property and just move right in. So just a lovely, lovely house. Now, when you say 2 years to work on the project, you're not just talking about your students sitting down and drawing up some architectural plans. It's an enormous effort, and they learn so many skills, not just those drafting exercises. Talk about the project and what all they had to do.
You're exactly right. Yeah, there was so much to do even before anything was designed or even built. But a big part of that was fundraising, was forming a communications team, branding the project, finding partners both for monetary donations but also for in-kind donations, finding a warehouse to build the home in, which we went to United Way. And we had over 285 sponsors who either gave in-kind services or donations for the project. So it really was a grassroots effort. We didn't have one kind of big corporate sponsor. And we worked real hard to get that support. But also, it was amazing to see how everyone rallied around us. So that's the exciting thing, I think, you know, right. Still looking back at it.
And there was the core of the students. You mentioned the architecture students, but you also involved the university as well. And there were students from other departments that helped out and professors from other departments. So it was a real collaborative effort here at the university as well.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. I couldn't name all of them, but, you know, from fashion design to communications to business to music, they all contributed in different ways. And I think all felt a part of the project. So, you know, there was definitely that kind of school spirit side to the project too. And we felt like we were the football team going up to a bowl game.
The send-off was like that. I remember that day very well. It was, cheering crowds when y'all left to go there. If you have just tuned in, my guest is Professor Jeff Jertsen, who is an architecture professor here at UL Lafayette. He is co-director of the Building Institute. And he's here talking about a very special celebration. It's the fifth anniversary of the start of the Beausoleil Home Project. And to celebrate that, they're having a reunion and open house tomorrow. It starts at 1:30. Here on the UL campus in Fletcher Hall. So what's going to happen? It's open to the public. People can attend starting at 1:30. What are you all going to do?
Well, when we started talking about this, at first we thought, is it just going to be the students and the faculty getting together and talking about it? But then we quickly realized it needed to be a public event, just as everything had been with the Beausoleil project. It really is a community effort, and so it's a reunion for the community too. And what we're going to do is show a retrospective video that's about 20 minutes long that has almost 350 photographs taken by all kinds of great photographers, including Philip Gould, and just amazing photographs with amazing music. And we're going to have then an introduction by Professor Kazuyu, Emeritus, and also Hector LaSala. And they're going to just kind of put the project in context because our school has had a long tradition of service learning and design build. And then we're going to have two panel discussions. The first panel will be faculty and students who are on the team that worked on the project. And this will be more about their individual motivations and the impact of them on them individually. What are they doing now in their careers? How has this affected them? Then we're going to have a second panel discussion with community members and administrative folks, including Dr. Savoy, other deans and administrative folks, and then also artists and community members to, again, reflect upon now the impact of the project on the community. And I think that's one of the things that I find very interesting about the whole project is, yes, it was a technical achievement. It was a very energy-efficient home that we hope set an example and was a prototype for future housing, but it also generated hope in the community, and it started a conversation about sustainability and how people could hopefully improve their own homes.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, so many of these, I guess, techniques and principles were sort of known by our grandparents and great-grandparents as well. Some of the things that Professor Kazuyu and all of you in the architecture department try to instill in the students and in homes like the Beausoleil Home, things that are of our climate and how houses can work with our climate and environment and things maybe we've lost a bit of and you all are making us all mindful of them again, that they're natural, they're not some newfangled idea necessarily.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes, we've always tried to explain that it isn't so much about modern technology. Mm-hmm. Technology really spans from, you know, the first hammer mm-hmm. to solar. You know, it's everything in between. And we tried to incorporate those types of aspects and that really sustainability is about your lifestyle and how you live and conservation really being the first and foremost thing you can do.
Mm-hmm. Well, describe for people who have – it's hard to think that there's anyone who hasn't seen the home yet, but just describe it and describe some of the things that you're most proud that showed up in that home.
I think the cypress of the exterior is really one of the things I'm most proud of. the form of the home is kind of a combination between the dog trot, which was a southern house type that has an opening through the middle of the home to allow for cross ventilation, and the shotgun, which of course is very familiar to most of us in Louisiana. And so the shape is somewhat familiar, at least from a distance and kind of when you squint your eye, but it's also kind of contemporary in the sense that it has all these other accoutrements like the solar panels and other things. But the cypress is the thing that really kind of roots it to our area and now has really kind of shown how it's aged in a beautiful way. It's gone from a light brown and went through kind of an ugly spotted stage to now almost all gray.
Mm-hmm.
Although they just pressure washed it, so it's going to look a little different probably tomorrow. So the cypress, I think, is the thing that I think really connects it to the past and to our region.
Mm. And again, back to the roundtable, people will be able to go and see the slides of the process of the house being constructed and moved, and then there will be a house tour afterwards.
Right.
But, you know, just start describing the house and some of the materials and the things you're using, one of the elements of the discussion will be about how the Beausoleil home is connecting to projects that you all are doing now. And tell us about those. That's the event home and the next house, and you all are hoping to continue that line of projects.
Right. Those homes were obviously a direct response and evolution from the Beausoleil home. The difference being is they're built on site instead of prefabricated. They're not quite as sustainable in terms of they don't have as many solar panels. They don't have quite the level of performance that the Beausoleil home has. However, they are market rate homes. They each sold for $153,000. So we're very proud of that, trying to make the advances that we've made with the Beausoleil home available and affordable to the public. And so every year we build a home. The graduate students design it in the fall. They develop the construction documents and begin working in collaboration with a contractor in the spring. And then the home is built during the summer. And we're able to do that through a loan from the Lafayette Public Trust. And so we purchase a lot, and we have our next lot that's also on Jackson Street, 324 Jackson. And the third house will be called the Core House for courtyard. And it is going to be interesting to hear what people think. Is there a connection between the three? Obviously, there is in my mind, but maybe some people haven't necessarily thought of it that way. But it definitely is building upon what we've learned.
Mm-hmm. And do you find there has been a response, maybe not necessarily connected to the Beausoleil home, but a response to these homes and a conversation about sustainability that comes from people accepting that this is a part of our community and it's going to be a continuing part of our community, these homes that you all are building?
I think so. And, you know, that's one aspect of sustainability that I think is important, and that's the sustainability of our neighborhoods around downtown. And by doing infill homes in those neighborhoods, it's reinvesting in those areas, and it's showing the importance of being able to live and walk and work in close proximity. And to me, that's actually more sustainable than any solar panels you can put on your roof.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's an important lesson that we always tell people.
What does infill house mean? You mentioned that phrase.
Infill just means finding lots that are left within a neighborhood. They might have had a house on them before that was torn down or burned. And purchasing those lots and building there versus moving out into, you know, greenfield property on the perimeter of a city and building new subdivisions, which then require an extension of infrastructure, people driving further. So by building closer into the core of the city, it's actually the most sustainable thing you can do. And greater density, too.
Absolutely. And you're filling in those lovely old neighborhoods that, for whatever reason, there are gaps in those properties.
Correct.
If people would like to find out more information about those houses, the next house, the core house, you have information on your website, don't you?
We do. We're still kind of consolidating all of our sites together. Mm-hmm. But the Beausoleil Facebook page has now been named the Building Institute Facebook page. And on that Facebook page is primarily information about Beausoleil, but we're starting to put information about the event house and about the next house. And, of course, we will have information about the core house.
If you are just tuning in, my guest, Professor Jeff Jertsen in the School of Architecture here at UL Lafayette, also co-director of what he just mentioned, the Building Institute, is talking about the fifth anniversary of the start of the Beausoleil Home Project. They're celebrating that by having an event tomorrow. It's a roundtable, discussion, slideshow, and tour of the Beausoleil Home that's open to all of us here in the community. It starts at 1:30, and as he mentioned, there's going to be this beautiful video with hundreds of slides and images of the Beausoleil project, and then some wonderful discussion with some of the professors and people here at the in the university community, and of course input from all of us.
That's right. We're also conducting a survey, so you can come to the roundtable and you can give your input there, or you can also go to our Facebook page and fill out a survey that gives us additional information, because we'd love to hear what you think. And I also just want to mention that we're also going to have Caleb Elliott playing at the reception, a new young musician, singer-songwriter that the Green Room sponsored. So we want to thank them, and we look forward to hearing his music.
Will he be playing at Fletcher or in the Beausoleil Home?
He'll be playing in the home, and we hope it's warm enough with the sun that he can play out on the porch, but either way, he'll be playing inside or out.
I'm sure the sun will be Beausoleil on that.
We hope so.
So tomorrow. Now, an interesting thing has happened with the home you were mentioning earlier. It's become the Office of Sustainability here on the UL campus.
That's perfect. It was an initiative that Dr. Savoy and Liz Landry pushed after our strategic planning began a few years back. And we have a graduate student, Laura Bollinger, who is in the home, and it's her office, and it really is the home of sustainability for the campus. The program that she's initially starting is, of course, campus-wide recycling, which is almost complete, and she's working on a master plan also for sustainability. So it's really wonderful that that has become the use for the home, as well as serving as kind of a bed and breakfast for out-of-town guests who come to lecture at the university.
And how do they report on staying in the house? What's their experience?
We have a little gift, you know, a guest book that everyone fills out just like a bed and breakfast. And the only negative thing I think I've read is that they don't like it when joggers come in looking at the window at 6 in the morning when they're waking up. So it lacks a little bit in terms of privacy.
Yes, because it is a home for all of us, the public
That's
home.
Right.
You want it to be the public face of the school, but you might want to leave a little note for them saying joggers may appear at 6 in the morning.
That's right.
I thought you were going to say that they were sad they couldn't stay longer.
Yeah. Well, I think most of them would say that. They do have to. They would have to get rid of some belongings. That's the other comment, you know, to live in 800 square feet. But I think it is amazing to show them how little space you really do need.
Mm-hmm. Now, another perk you have around festival times, I think you auction off or sell time in the house. So if there's a festival around,
that's
you
right.
can purchase.
Yeah, this year the auction for the crawfish boil for Our Lady of Wisdom is going to auction off two nights for a Festival Acadien in the home. So if you're interested, come to the crawfish boil and put a bid on it.
What a place to see the festival. Sit out on the porch there and listen in.
It's ideal.
Yeah. So you can possibly get a pass to stay for a couple nights in the Beausoleil home. Building Institute, that's the name of the Facebook, where you can find out more information about all the activities that are going on through the School of Architecture right now. You would like people to fill out that survey. And part of that has to do with your, I guess, thinking about maybe participating in the Solar Decathlon again, just kind of getting ideas and opinions. And
right. We're interested to see if we know the students would like to do it again. Mm-hmm. But as you know, it was a community effort. So we'd like to see if the community supports that and if they're interested.
All right. So you can do that either through the survey or show up tomorrow at 1:30, Fletcher Hall, room 134. And that is the auditorium. So there's a lot of space. And where can people park?
They can park. I think it's the lot that's I'm blanking on the number, but it's the one that's right by the Earl Long Gym that enters off of Girard Park. And if they come before 3 and leave after 3, it's free.
because the university is closed in the afternoon.
That's right.
So if you show up just for the house tour, you would find easy parking.
Yes.
All right. So you can either go to the roundtable discussion and slideshow at 1:30 and take the tour, or just show up for the tour, perhaps get off work a little bit later Friday afternoon. And I know all of you will be there and happy to talk to people and answer any questions that they have.
Definitely, yes.
All right. Again, my guest, Jeff Jertsen, here in the School of Architecture. He is a professor and was the lead in the project for the Beausoleil home, the Solar Decathlon Beausoleil home that did so well up in Washington. This is the anniversary of the start of the project. 5 years ago they started it. And in the fall, we'll have another celebration, I guess, for when?
Well, fall 2009 would be the anniversary of the competition.
All right.
And so it's my goal for that date to have some kind of a publication that would document all of this, including this roundtable that we're going to have, so that we can kind of have a book to put on the table and be proud of the whole process and look back at.
Even more a reason to attend the roundtable. You'll be a part of that permanent book and part of that permanent conversation that we've had about the Beausoleil home, sustainability, and our part and the university's part in that project. Well, Jeff, thank you for your work, all your students. It was a fabulous project to watch happen, and we hope it happens again. We look forward to it.
Well, thank you, Judith.
Thank you.